Danny, for the times you have to go against Ron, what makes him so tough to handle?
He's a big physical player, you know, and you know the ball coming to him sometimes. So, you know, you always got to be aware of it. But he do a great job of creating separation and, you know, just being a playmaker when the ball is his way. It's our job to shut that down when we come here.
How much do you have to be physical with him within the
arsenal? You got to be very physical. You know, you got to attack him first, but also have your feet right because, you know, he can still make a move on you and get open. So you got to be on your P's and Q's all the time, you know. And, you know, he's been doing it for a minute. So for us, it's going to be a great challenge, but I think we're well prepared.
How do you gauge your level of excitement? Does it increase as the game gets closer, or do you kind of keep yourself pretty even until you get out there and step on the field, being one of four teams left with a chance at the Super Bowl trophy?
I'm like a ball of excitement, man. I'm just waiting. But, you know, I've been here before, so, you know, I'm kind of keeping myself calm this time. You know, I'm a little bit older. But at the same time, I know it's a big game, and, you know, we needed to get to the game that we're trying to get to. So, you know, come Sunday, I'm sure I'll be full of emotion, ready to go, excited, energized, everything. But I also got to know what to do and be smart and play physical.
James White was out there the last time you guys played, but wasn't much of a factor. In the games after, he became more of a focal point of that offense. Do you expect to see a different guy out there? And what does he do for that offense when he is out there?
Oh, he's a great option for Brady out the backfield. You know, he's more of a receiving type back. You know, nowadays they use him a lot, third down situations. But our job is just, you know, shut him down as much as we can. You know, we did a great job, like you said last time, of minimizing his catches and, you know, his opportunity to make plays. And our defense is still with the same attitude. You know, I know they got a couple guys back or whoever they got back. But, you know, our job is to win the game and shut whoever out there down.
Football's a game of emotion, but do you believe in the idea that you can be too hyped for a game, or is there maybe no such thing?
I believe you are what you are. You know, if you think you can be overexcited, you can be overexcited. But I don't think, you know, if you've been doing it for a long time, it just comes so natural, man. It's okay to get butterflies, okay to get nervous. If you don't get nervous, it's all right. But at the same time, I know it's a big game for me, so, you know, I really believe in this team this year. I really believe that, you know, our foot is in the right place, our head in the right place, and we came out here today and put together one of the best practices I've seen. So it's definitely going to add over towards the game Sunday.
You're in the AFC Championship game, but, you know, just talking to players this week, I sense a chip on the shoulder. You know, is there an attitude like that in the locker room?
I'm sure it is. Yep. For some people, you know, I wasn't playing last year, so, you know, I kind of was hurting. You know, I feel like I could have helped my team, but I couldn't do anything because I was hurt. So this year, you know, I know it's in front of me, so I got to take care of the business while it's in front of me, be the best player I can come Sunday.
Danny, what do you sense that this opportunity means for the Marcus Ware? A guy who's played so long and now he gets a chance to go to the Super Bowl, which he hasn't had before. Any insight on how he's approaching it?
We got to get him there, man. DeMarcus has been working his tail off too long, you know, first ballot Hall of Fame in my book, and I believe that he deserved this opportunity, just like a couple of guys on the team. But DeMarcus, for sure, man, he's been in the league so long. He's been in the league longer than me, and I think he's been in two playoff games. I've been in two since I've been here. So it's our job to get him there, man, and he's doing his best to get there. So it'll be hand in hand. It'd be a great thing if we get DeMarcus there and he get to hold up that trophy one time.
How much more complete is this defense with DeMarcus? You had the games where he, you know, he was out hurt. Obviously, some of the younger guys got to play, but now that you have him back and them back, and I mean, how complete is the defense?
We're about as complete as we've been all season. You know, we got all our guys back. You know, DeMarcus is a big factor on this defense, whether he's pass rushing or stopping the run or picking up fumbles or causing havoc around the field. You know, he's a big addition to this defense, and I think to have him on the field is really going to add to our versatile and our attitude come Sunday.
As quickly as Tom gets the ball away, how important will interior pressure be, particularly if you and Brandon are used on blitzes?
Oh, yeah, we got to be on our P's and Q's. We got to be quick. We got to be sound. You know, he get the ball off quick, but our job is to get there quick also. So, you know, they're not perfect. We're not perfect, so it should be a great game for us.
We've seen you get hurt on this field right here, and like you said, you didn't get a chance last year. What does this mean personally to you to have this opportunity?
Oh, this is it for me. You know, I was here one time before, but, you know, I don't think I attacked it right. You know, I played a great game that game or whatever, but I don't think I attacked it like I should have. This year, I'm full go. You know, I'm ready. I'm helping the young guys. I'm just doing whatever I can, you know, to get myself prepared for this game. I know how big it is, and I know how hard this whole team worked for it. So I know what it means to the organization, so I'm going to go out there and get it.
Why didn't you attack it? You said you didn't attack it the right way the last time.
Because we lost. Because we lost. And so I feel like it's something I could have did a little bit better of.
Okay. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
No problem.